This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back. It's a quarter past seven. You're on Joy 94.9, listening to Generation Next. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Maddie, and we've been getting a bit spooky in
here. We've been getting really spooky in here. There's been some intense moshing happening in the studio.
Two spooky, scary skeletons.
You see,
as a participant in the skeleton war, I feel as though our war chants are really, really necessary.
Yeah, you memeing little thing.
I just love that we got Joy staff member sticking his head in the studio being all... What?
Just what?
That was completely necessary. Just take our word for it.
Yeah. This is our last show before Halloween and it's going to get really spooky. But, you know, on to some serious topics. This week's actually Asexual Awareness Week. It started yesterday, Sunday, the 26th of October. And it's an internationally recognised day to promote asexual awareness because there are so many people that have either never heard of it or...
Or just don't get it,
exactly.
Because what you were saying before is that a lot of people who do identify as asexual and or aromantic, just quick definitions here, asexual just means feeling a lack of sexual attraction towards people, and aromantic, lack of romantic feelings. That's, you know, bare bones, boiled down to basics.
Yep. They're the main identities. There's also demisexual, who are people that only experience... They're only sexually attracted once they've formed really close bonds with people. And there's also grey asexual for all those people that fall somewhere in between.
Like, mostly asexual.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were saying that people who do fall into one of those categories get a lot of the same stuff that same-sex attracted people get in terms of, are you sure you haven't just found the right person yet?
How do you know if you haven't tried it? Or were you damaged when you, as a child? All those same kinds of things. They get exactly the same kind of stuff when they tell people.
Oh, how familiar
I'm not sexually attracted to people. Exactly.
In my family, I'm one of two kids. I am a lesbian. My sister is asexual and aromantic. So my parents just sort of accepted that there wouldn't be any boyfriends coming home.
I mean... They may have been pleased at first, but you know how it is. Whether boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, there's going to be some awkwardness when you bring them home. Or in the case of nobody, because I mean, you know, when you have relatives going, have you got a boyfriend yet? You can be like, well, I'm actually asexual. And they're going to be like, asexual, aromantic. And they're just going to be like, what? And you're like, well, yeah, I'm not going to bring a boyfriend home.
Like, I know that my sister just goes the basic idea of, nah.
Yeah.
When asked. Yeah. It's like, so do you have a boyfriend yet? No. Do you want one?
No.
I have a computer and a cat.
What more could you want out of life? And I mean, it's great that she's confident like that. But I mean, for a lot of teenagers especially, you know, it can just be a case of, am I broken? What's going on?
Yeah, and one huge challenge if you are of a minority sexual orientation or gender identity, you have the whole thing of, is there a word for this? Is there, you know...
Am I the only one who feels like this? Am I making this up? These are all the kinds of things that can go through your head, and it can be a really tricky time for a lot of people.
And with sex and romance are just so prevalent in the narratives of the world.
Yeah.
Like, every story is about romantic love or sexual love. Yeah. You know, Disney, you know, the first movies you watch, the prince will get the princess and they'll live happily ever after and things like that. It's hard enough when it's just... They're all of the gender that I don't want to date.
Yeah. So imagine if, you know, no matter what, there's never going to be anyone that you can relate to because you're not attracted to anyone. And it's absolutely not a case of, you know, that they're broken or whatever. People who are asexual and or aromantic, that's just who they are. They don't experience sexual attraction or romantic attraction, depending on the person, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, I am also going to draw a differentiation between asexual and celibate.
Yeah, they're very different things.
Celibacy is not having sex for whatever reason. You can decide, look, I am not going to have sex for the next X amount of time or indefinitely because, say, for religious reasons or for body reasons.
Well, it's just you just decide to. That's just how you're going to live your life.
Yep.
But that implies a choice. And it's the same as homosexuality. You know, and we all know it's absolutely not a choice.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just who we are.
Yeah. Celibacy is the act. It's the behavior.
Yeah.
Or the lack of behavior in this case. Asexuality is the feeling. So an asexual can be celibate. They can decide, you know what, I'm not sexually attracted to anyone, so why would I have sex? There can be sexual people who are celibate because often for religious reasons. or as you're saying, they just think, you know what, this is more trouble than it's worth, yeah. or anything yeah. like that. Or they have the Madeleine Paulson issue of, I can't get laid to save my life.
You poor babe.
Don't worry.
You'll get there.
And then
if
there
you want
are,
to, of course.
Then there are asexual people who do have sexual relationships mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
Some people decide that, you know, their partner's into it and they don't mind either way. And some people decide that it feels good, even if they don't experience the actual attraction. And yeah. it's all down to the individual to decide what feels right for them
yeah,
and what
absolutely.
They want to do.
And, you know, if an asexual person does have sex for whatever reason, that doesn't mean they're not asexual.
Yeah.
Because it is the whole behavior versus identity thing, because yep. that's one thing also with, like, if I was to have sex with a man for whatever reason, I would still identify as a lesbian. Yep.
And that's definitely a broader cultural thing, because a lot of people, especially if you look at the majority of straight men, there's a real feeling of, as soon as you do anything that could possibly be labelled gay,
no,
you're
homo.
Permanently... Exactly. And it's well, you know, I know a few people that are... A few straight men that have slept with men and decided, you know what, not for me. And that makes them no less straight. And that's exactly the same as asexual people. If for whatever reason they decide to have sex, that doesn't mean that they're suddenly not asexual.
Yeah, like you might act in a way that doesn't correlate with your sexual identity and your sexual orientation. It can happen.
Yeah.
Not a problem. There are also a lot of people will experiment. Like a lot yeah. of asexuals will have had sex in like teen years, mm-hmm. time when trying to figure out who they are. Just like, should I be giving this a shot? It's like how a lot of gay people in particular, like, will have sex with people that they're not attracted to, like a lesbian will yeah. have sex with men when she's in her teens or 20s and come to realise, you know what, no, not for me.
But again, it's the same as other orientations. You know, people can absolutely just know from inside that they're asexual. They don't have to have tried and decided it wasn't for them. It's, you just know inside who you are sometimes.
Yeah,
or a lot of the time even. It depends. Again, it's all down to the person.
That is something that my sister has said. She has lived, you know, she's 25 years old. She's lived this long not having had sexual or romantic feelings for anyone. She said, you know what? Yeah, I found the word asexual. Thought, yeah, that works for me. That yeah. sounds about right.
Yeah. And it's something that a lot of people definitely can ignore because, or if they've not even been exposed to it. But people definitely get a lot of really nasty things said to them about it because people just don't understand. And when people don't understand, they yeah. tend to be, you know.
I was just thinking about, what do you not say to an asexual person? And yeah. a lot of it is similar to what you wouldn't say to a gay person or a bi person or yeah. a person of any other sexual orientation. Yeah. What made you that way? What happened? What went wrong?
Yeah.
Are you sure you just haven't found the right person mm-hmm. yet?
Yeah. So Asexual Awareness Week is a group. They're largely based in the United States, but it is an international effort. And their stated goals on their website, that's asexualawarenessweek.com, are to essentially, the essential thrust that they're looking for, they want to help people who are questioning their identity and who may or may not eventually decide that they are ace or grey ace or demi ace. By the way, the word ace is a common abbreviation of asexual. I thought I'd make that clear. But their goals are to help people who are questioning and to help allies understand and support people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's the same as any other equal rights movement.
No, it comes down to what we always tell people. Just be nice.
Just be nice, exactly.
I think, like, I remember when I was working in a grade 6 classroom, the biggest rule of the classroom was don't be a jerk. And I feel like that's relevant to life. No.
It's relevant to life. It's relevant to everywhere you go. As long as you know you're nice, what's the worst that could happen?
Don't answer that.
Well, true. You just remember, guys, keep an open mind. And if anyone comes to you and says, "Hey, I think I'm asexual," just be a nice, supportive friend. That's all we're asking.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be back to talk about Intersex Awareness Day right after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.